When this presidential candidate saw the building, he dubbed it the Cathedral of the Plains. That's the name that still draws people from states away to visit and worship. We step inside that grand church on this edition of the American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
As Ivan Warner explains, it's a grand building with an even bigger name.
The Cathedral of the Plains, dubbed that by William Jennings Bryan when he went through here in 1912, right after the cathedral was completed, and he looked at the church and visited it, and he said, "This is indeed the Cathedral of the Plains," and it's gone by that name ever since that time.
The cathedral is built out of native limestone quarried just south of Victoria, Kansas. Just about everyone that lived in the area back in the early 1900s got a hand in building the structure.
The parishioners were all assessed wagon loads of stone, which they, as families, went out and quarried and hauled in here to the building site.
The town of about 1,200 built a church that could seat 1,100, and they regularly filled the building. It remains a true treasure of worship and architecture.
What's amazing is that the towers of the church are 141 feet high. And you have to remember at that time there were no hydraulics, there were no machines of any kind other than block and tackle and horsepower and manpower.
The massive limestone cathedral is 200 feet long and 110 feet wide. It's just off Interstate 70 and is quite a sight to see, and perhaps even pause for a moment of worship and adoration yourself. People have been doing just that for about a century now.
It was the largest church of any kind west of the Mississippi River when it was built. Now, that's no longer true, but it was at that time.
The church is still very active, the Cathedral of the Plains, a testament to the faith of the families that lived in this area since the mid-1800s. Traveling the countryside in Victoria, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.